And when it would get bad, we just had to get out there and make a smoke for the mosquitoes during the summer. Where we didn't have no screen doors or nothing. And keep from smudging, you have to keep it the windows open.
Did you have a place out in the front of the house, you know, where you could sit, put a chair or something like that?
Well, some of the houses had little porches on where you could sit out, you know, little hangovers. It wasn't a porch, just a thing to hang over. And most of the place we lived, they always had a tree or something. We'd get out there and sit under the tree.
Kind of shade tree, big?
I had oaks. Well, most of them was good trees. It wasn't live oaks or
China
something.
China ball?
No, we didn't have too many China balls. It was something like a live oak. It was, but them China ball trees there. I kind of remember the first time I ever knew the water got bad. For a tornado. They just had put us a last one. A big old deal or something like that. And, poor mama was laying down on the sofa. She was feeling bad.
Yeah.
And it started.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can talk. It doesn't matter.
They have a helicopter. It's landing right out there. What's going on out there?
Yeah. When you were young, okay, how'd y'all plant rice? Did you plant it?
We drilled it then with we had a drill. We started something like,
Hello?
That's the baby girl. You do about 40 acres a day, I guess.
Yeah.
40, 50 acres a day. Well, it was strange to do 40 acres a day because you had to push your levers. You didn't have a levee plant, then you start drilling, say for instance in the morning, and you had to have a fella on the driving the truck to back the truck to the drill, put the rice and foot line.
Yeah.
And afterwards, well then you had to put two tractors on a pusher to push the levees. Because one tried to get to the corner, it wouldn't do it. But it done it. Yeah. The ground was so hard and everything, because you didn't have nothing to work deep with the equipment you had. You couldn't work more than about 6 inches, I guess. And the old soil was hard. You had, then you had to push it, and you had about four fellas on the pusher. It'd take you a whole lot of man labor. Take you about four men on the pusher. And two on the track, that was 6 men. And a whole lot of time you'll start about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and your land would roll because you couldn't water level it. You didn't have nothing to water level with. And your levels is all one right on top, close to the hook.
Uh-huh.
But you might finish it by 12, 1 o'clock that morning, pushing your levels. And then to get a good day, the next day you'll have to get up about around 4 o'clock to try to get started for 5 to put in a good day again. Well, that would never last more than about a week and a half. But that was a long week and a half during planting season.
Yeah.
And
week and a half, 18-hour days.
Yeah. And that was Saturday nights in Glory, because you'd run sometimes till 1 and 2 o'clock on Saturday night. That was Sunday mornings. Well, you wouldn't, and they had these old crude oil engines where they had to have a man stay with them all the time. And most of these people, they were religious people. They wouldn't let them pups run on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stop them.